New Delhi. India and the European Union have struck a long-delayed trade agreement aimed at sharply reducing tariffs, expanding two-way commerce, and easing dependence on the United States at a time of rising global trade tensions. The deal, concluded after nearly two decades of negotiations, will eliminate or reduce tariffs on 96.6% of traded goods by value. European officials estimate the agreement could double EU exports to India by 2032 and save European companies around 4 billion euros in duties. Under the pact, the EU will cut tariffs on 99.5% of goods imported from India over 7 years. India, in turn, will reduce or scrap duties on a wide range of European products, including machinery, electrical equipment, chemicals, and iron and steel. Tariffs will be cut to zero on Indian exports such as marine goods, leather and textile products, rubber, base metals, chemicals, and gems and jewelry. Sensitive agricultural products, including soya, beef, sugar, rice, and dairy, have been excluded from the agreement, reflecting political sensitivities on both sides. The deal is expected to open up India's tightly protected market, particularly in the automotive and beverage sectors. India will slash car tariffs to 10% over 5 years from levels as high as 110%. Initially, reduced tariffs of 30-35% will apply to up to 250,000 vehicles a year valued above 15,000 euros, benefiting European brands such as Volkswagen, Renault, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. Duties on wines will fall immediately to 75% from 150% and be reduced gradually to 20%, while tariffs on spirits will be lowered to 40%. Trade between India and the EU stood at $136.5 billion in the fiscal year ending March 2025, surpassing India's trade with both the United States and China during the same period. The agreement gained momentum as Washington imposed steep tariffs on some Indian goods and as U.S. allies pushed back against trade pressure from President Donald Trump. In recent months, both India and the EU have stepped up efforts to diversify trade partnerships, signing or advancing deals with countries across Asia, Latin America, and Europe. Formal signing of the India-EU pact will take place after legal vetting, expected to last 5 to 6 months. Officials say implementation could follow within a year, though the process may face scrutiny in Europe, where similar agreements have encountered legal challenges. The deal does not provide immediate relief for Indian exporters affected by the EU's carbon border tax, which applies to products such as steel, cement, fertilizers, and electricity. However, India says it has secured assurances of flexibility if exemptions are granted to other countries. The EU has also committed 500 million euros over the next 2 years to support India's efforts to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Together, both sides describe the agreement as a turning point in one of the world's most significant trade relationships.